Appendix 3. The Medical View 1AA. Since Dr. Silkworth's first endorsement of Alcoholics Anonymous, medical societies and physicians throughout the world have set their approval upon us. Following are excerpts from the comments of doctors present at the annual meeting of the Medical Society of the State of New York, where a paper on AA was read. Footnote. This occurred in 1944. Dr. Foster Kennedy, neurologist. This organization of Alcoholics Anonymous calls on two of the greatest reservoirs of power known to man, religion and that instinct for association with one's fellows, the herd instinct. I think our profession must take appreciative cognizance of this great therapeutic weapon. If we do not do so, we shall stand convicted of emotional sterility and of having lost the faith that moves mountains, without which medicine can do little. Dr. G. Kirby Collier, psychiatrist. I have felt that AA is a group unto themselves, and their best results can be had under their own guidance as a result of their philosophy. Any therapeutic or philosophic procedure which can prove a recovery rate of 50% to 60% must merit our consideration. Dr. Harry M. Thiebaud, psychiatrist. As a psychiatrist, I have thought a great deal about the relationship of my specialty to AA, and I have come to the conclusion that our particular function can very often lie in preparing the way for the patient to accept any sort of treatment or outside help. I now conceive the psychiatrist's job to be the task of breaking down the patient's inner resistance, so that which is inside him will flower, as under the activity of the AA program. Dr. W. W. Bauer, broadcasting under the auspices of the American Medical Association in 1946 over the NBC network, said in part, Alcoholics Anonymous are no crusaders, not a temperance society. They know that they must never drink. They help others with similar problems. In this atmosphere, the alcoholic often overcomes his excessive concentration upon himself. Learning to depend upon a higher power and absorb himself in his work with other alcoholics, he remains sober day by day. The days add up into weeks, the weeks into months and years. Dr. John F. Stopher, chief psychiatrist, Philadelphia General Hospital, citing his experience with AA, said, The alcoholics we get here at Philadelphia General are mostly those who cannot afford private treatment, and AA is by far the greatest thing we have been able to offer them. Even among those who occasionally land back in here again, we observe a profound change in personality. You would hardly recognize them. The American Psychiatric Association requested in 1949 that a paper be prepared by one of the older members of Alcoholics Anonymous to be read at the association's annual meeting of that year. This was done, and the paper was printed in the American Journal of Psychiatry for November 1949. This address is now available in pamphlet form at nominal cost through most AA groups, or from Box 459, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10163, under the title, Three Talks to Medical Societies by Bill W., formerly called Bill on Alcoholism, and earlier, Alcoholism, the Illness. Appendix 4, The Lasker Award. In 1951, the Lasker Award was given Alcoholics Anonymous. The citation reads in part as follows. The American Public Health Association presents a Lasker Group Award for 1951 to Alcoholics Anonymous in recognition of its unique and highly successful approach to that age-old public health and social problem, alcoholism, in emphasizing alcoholism as an illness, The social stigma associated with this condition is being blotted out. Historians may one day recognize Alcoholics Anonymous to have been a great venture in social pioneering, which forged a new instrument for social action, a new therapy based on the kinship of common suffering, one having a vast potential for the myriad other ills of mankind. Appendix 5. The Religious View on AA. Clergymen of practically every denomination have given AA their blessing. Edward Dowling, S.J., of the Queen's Work Staff, says, "Alcoholics Anonymous is natural. It is natural at the point where nature comes closest to the supernatural, namely in humiliations and in consequent humility. There is something spiritual about an art museum or a symphony, and the Catholic Church approves of our use of them. There is something spiritual about AA, too, and Catholic participation in it almost invariably results in poor Catholics becoming better Catholics." Footnote: Father Ed, an early and wonderful friend of AA, died in the spring of 1960. The Episcopal magazine, The Living Church, observes editorially, "The basis of the technique of Alcoholics Anonymous is the truly Christian principle that a man cannot help himself except by helping others. The AA plan is described by the members themselves as self-insurance. This self-insurance has resulted in the restoration of physical, mental, and spiritual health and self-respect to hundreds of men and women who would be hopelessly down and out without its unique but effective therapy." Speaking at a dinner given by John D. Rockefeller, Jr. to introduce Alcoholics Anonymous to some of his friends, Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick remarked, "I think that, psychologically speaking, there is a point of advantage in the approach that is being made in this movement that cannot be duplicated. I suspect that if it is wisely handled, and it seems to be in wise and prudent hands, there are doors of opportunity ahead of this project that may surpass our capacities to imagine." Appendix 6. How to get in touch with AA. In the United States and Canada, most towns and cities have AA groups. In such places, AA can be located through the local telephone directory, newspaper office, or police station, or by contacting local priests or ministers. In large cities, groups often maintain local offices where alcoholics or their families may arrange for interviews or hospitalization. These so-called intergroup associations are found under the listing AA or Alcoholics Anonymous in telephone directories. At New York, USA, Alcoholics Anonymous maintains its International Service Center. The General Service Board of AA, the trustees, administers AA's General Service Office, AA World Services Incorporated, and our monthly magazine, the AA Grapevine. If you cannot find AA in your locality, visit our website, www.aa.org, or a letter addressed to Alcoholics Anonymous, Box 459, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10163, USA, will receive a prompt reply from this World Center, referring you to the nearest AA group. If there is none nearby, you will be invited to carry on a correspondence, which will do much to ensure your sobriety, no matter how isolated you are. Should you be the relative or friend of an alcoholic who shows no immediate interest in AA, it is suggested that you write the Al-Anon Family Groups, Incorporated, 1600 Corporate Landing Parkway, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23456, USA. This is a world clearinghouse for the Al-Anon family groups, composed largely of the wives, husbands, and friends of AA members. This headquarters will give the location of the nearest family group and will, if you wish, correspond with you about your special problems.